Let's stand, if you would, on our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, how much we truly are thankful for this day you've given us to come, Lord, and together. Lord, just to sit here and feel your precious holy presence. And know, Lord, that you're with us. And Lord, to come in with a joy on our hearts, Lord, and a love burning back to you for what you've done for us, Lord, what you are doing and what you will do, Lord. And Father, we're just so thankful for that you're ever mindful of your children, Lord, and that you watch over us and you protect us. And Lord, most of all, you watch over us spiritually, Lord, and know what we have need of, Lord. And today, I believe each one of us, as we've gathered here, Lord, you've looked down and you've seen each one of us, Lord, and you're going to bring something that will help every one of us, Lord, today climb one step higher. And Lord, may we be humble and may we be open and may we be hungry for your precious word when it's time for it to come forth. And Lord, we just ask that even now you would prepare our hearts for the hearing of thy word, settle our spirits. Lord, may we truly leave all the cares of this life outside and truly come in, Lord, with a peace on our hearts, Lord, and our minds truly upon you now. And we'll never fail to give you the glory and the honor for it. And we just ask your blessings upon the remainder of this service in the lovely, precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you love him?
Amen.
Amen. He is so precious. You may be seated if you'd like. I'd like to turn in our big books there over to page 40, I believe it is. Just thinking of this little course. Amen. Won't it be wonderful there? When with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there? Ended the troubles and cares of the story land, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there? Walking and talking with Christ the Supernal One, won't it be wonderful there? Praising, adoring the matchless Eternal One, won't it be wonderful there? Oh, won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, won't it be wonderful there? Tempest will never be sweeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Sure that forever the Lord will be keeping us, won't it be wonderful there? Won't it be wonderful there? Having no
through this life, and there's many a test and trials and hardships that come our way. Maybe sometimes burdens seem greater than we feel we can bear, but he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. He'd always walk beside us, and we just got to learn to put our hand in his hand and let him lead the way. Let's turn over in our capstone book there. Sing this little chorus, Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. As long as he holds my hand, saints, I know everything will be all right. Because I might let go, but he'll never let go. Amen. As I traveled, I'm sorry, wrong song. Amen. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me, and thy blessed Jesus hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand.
Look down.
that your prayer? Hold my hand. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. Let's see. Amen. Trying to have a song come to my heart there. I was going. Amen. Let's turn over and sing 589. Amen. Amen. Oh, how little we are, saints, and how big He is. Amen. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Or I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high and the valleys too wide. Sorry, Brother Luke, would you come and take up the offering this morning, if you would, please? Amen. That's the blessing, if you would.
Lord, we're so thankful for everything you've done for us, Lord. We want to
be pleased
in
your eyes.
Do your perfect will in everything you say. Bless the service and bless this offering for the upcoming your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to 222, if you would. Sing this little chorus as I was reading the words. Amen. I don't have to sing the whole thing. Just sing the chorus. Take the name of Jesus. Can you help me with that second chorus, second verse, rather?
The name of Jesus ever as a shield of every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name.
Name. Hallelujah. Anyone got something you'd like to take before him in prayer this morning? Amen. Hold it upon your heart. Brother Philip, would you take the request this morning?
Gracious Lord, we're so glad to be here again today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can
come to you, Jesus.
Lord. And, thy God, whenever a need arises, Lord, or circumstances take place, Lord, in our lives, thy God, we can call upon your name, Lord, and know, Lord, that you'll be there to answer and meet the need, Lord. Maybe not in the way that we think it should be done, Lord, but it'll be in the way that will bring glory and honor unto
yes,
thy
Lord.
Name. And we pray this morning for every need here today, Lord. Our hands was raised for you.
Yes, Lord
there
Jesus.
There was only one heart, Lord, whether it was for one room, whether it was a sick, Lord, or for a financial need, Lord, or a material need, whatever the need, Lord. You know what it was, Lord, and we pray, Father, that you'd meet those needs, Lord, that thy God in such a way, Lord, that you'd get the glory, the honor, and the praise. And we ask you today, Lord, to remember the messenger today and to
yes,
bring forth
Lord.
The message, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, and thy Holy Spirit be upon him, my God,
yes,
and speak forth your word, Lord, and pray that you just deal with our hearts today, Lord, and thy God, open our understanding, Lord, that thy God, that we might be able to walk in the truth of thy word.
Yes, Lord.
We pray today, Lord, for those that are sick and afflicted, Lord. One of our sisters in Maryland, and Brother Bobby, Lord, and Brother Alfalfa, Lord. And,
yes,
thy
Lord.
God, you just continue to touch them, Lord, and undertake in their lives. We ask these things now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Ask them come if they would.
every tiny detail. Amen. Think of the many messages Brother Brandon brought about the lily and how all the things it has to go through, but God will take care of it and close it. Even the scripture speaks of how he clothed it and how much more should he take care of us. Amen. Let's all stand if you would. As we ask our brother to come, let's just sing that little chorus this morning. If you would, raise your hands and just sing that little chorus. I love him. And prepare our hearts for the word. Amen.
I love him.
Truly appreciate this opportunity to be gathered in this little place, Lord, that you've given us together in. Lord, it's maybe not a fancy place, Lord, as far as the way the world would look at. And Lord, not a lot of people. But Lord Jesus, I thank you for your grace and mercy. But Lord, I believe with all my heart this is a place you meet your people. Lord, where two or three are gathered, that place is where you keep your promise, Lord. In their midst you would be. How highly honored we are, Lord, to come in a little place together, Lord, and have you meet with us. We so appreciate it. We realize you don't meet with very many in this day. It's not very many, Lord, that knows you. Few know you, Lord, in the power and the resurrection. But Lord Jesus, we're so thankful, mercy and grace. As we wrote lives in this building, we just ask now that you would again speak to us, Lord, through the Word of God. And Lord, by the Holy Ghost, enlightening our hearts, inspiring our hearts to receive. We appreciate you now, and we ask that you just bless each and every one. And as our brother prayed, Lord, help us to get all the cares of life out of our minds now. And help us, Lord Jesus, to be pleasing in thy sight. In your precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he's so precious. He's so wonderful to know the Lord in his last days. Amen. While you're still standing, if you'd like to turn with me to the book of John, the fourth chapter, read a very familiar scripture here. Again, I want to thank the Lord for these precious young people. Pray God will bless them. Keep their hearts centered on things above and not on things of the earth. Amen. And we want to give our condolences to Sister Amy and the family there and lost their mother and grandmother. And pray God will bless them and strengthen them and encourage them. Amen. As those times are hard, you know, we realize that. And but we're so thankful to know the one that's our comforter. Amen. True comforter in the time of trouble. All right, let's turn our books, our Bibles. It says St. John 4 and 25th verse. The woman saith unto him, this is about the little woman at the well that Jesus met. The woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, What seekest thou? Or why talkest thou with her? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the men, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Amen. Yes, it is the Christ. Amen. May God bless during his word and may be seated. Such a simple little scripture, but yet, by God's help, I trust we will see the powerful meaning in all things. Amen. And here we realize in this little scripture, we've had it so many times, but yet I wanted to bring that part to your thoughts this morning as we go back into this little series. And knowing that, you know, our Lord Jesus Christ, he truly knows all things, you see. And he knows all about us sitting here right now. As I read the quote, what Brother Bram said, he knows what we're thinking as we sit here right now. But you see, he's able to tell us all things. And you know it's his desire that we understand all things. Do you know that? Or do you believe that? You see. Well, I know we live in an age and time, saints, where everything is, as I've said so many times, against. And Brother Brand mentioned it. It's so much against what God is going to do through a people. Satan through his civilization and all the cares of life he's thrown at people and earthly treasures and problems and tests and trials and all those things. It's all completely against what God wants to accomplish in a people. But yet it's used for God's glory. It is used for the purpose that the true election would stand out above all things. You know, as Brother Bram mentioned about, how would you ever know what a good woman is unless there was a bad, nasty woman around? How would you know what a good one was? You know? And I think of that many times. How would we really know what a real, true believer is unless there was people that followed the same thing and yet just didn't have in them what it took, you know, and they was swallowed up with the cares of life. And I wrote a couple notes here I just want to bring to your attention before we go into this. And I wrote it down because I was feeling the inspiration, Holy Spirit, to write it down. I want to make sure I don't miss anything. I just wrote down here, we each sit here today as individuals, and we all express and have expressed actions. Today, we are. This past week, we have. We've expressed actions. We are people of expressions. This is the way we are. The same as God is. God is a God of expression, you see. And these expressions and actions in life is according to our drive. Or what our ambitions or desires is. And ambitions is to desire to achieve something. So we all have expressed actions this week, this past week now, and we're going to this week coming, if the Lord should tarry. We'll express actions according to our drive. It's on the inside. Ambition. You know, we talked about so many times what the prophet said on the soul and so forth. We've all expressed that. And by God's choosing, we sit here today with a God-driven ambition or desire to drive us to this deeper walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Or the things that we hear will sound good to us, but never have what it takes to drive us to it. Right? And it seems that there is not the ambition or drive in people's lives to reach, that's what I want you to get, to reach to the fullness or all things that God's requiring. Let me say it again, because that's what our message is built around this morning. It seems there's not the ambition, drive, or in people's lives to reach to the fullness of all things that God is requiring. Drive, the ambition, the hunger, the pull. Something that you take every day with you. Not something just when we come to service. But this is an everyday life. Something down on the inside driving you. It's causing you to be careful what you're doing. You may be sitting somewhere or walking downtown to get something from the hardware store. And you're thinking, what is my ambition as I walk in here? Why am I here? Is this a necessity? Is this something that God, that would please God, that God would be pleased with? As we sit amongst a people, maybe something going on, some kind of event, do we sit there and think about your purpose in life and see maybe hundreds of people around you that have not been given grace and mercy that you've been given? And what is your drive comparing to theirs? What is their longing? What is their goal in life? What is driving them, as to say? So I want you to think about that as we go back into some scripture first. Again, I want to, for some reason, I just feel led on this to go into a lot of scripture to make sure you see it scriptural. Amen. So when you see the prophet say what he said, you'll know why he said it. Amen. It isn't nothing that he just hatched up, but it was God in him. Amen. And if it was God, again, it will always go back to the Word. See, and that's what we're doing. We're going back to the Word and see it's in the Word. Okay? So we find here, if you want to turn with me, Philippians 3. Let's turn here again. Philippians 3, and we'll begin to 8th verse. I trust that you're hungry for the Word of God. And those that maybe couldn't make it today, I trust that as they sit down and listen to this, they'll stay awake, they'll be attentive, pay attention to the scriptures, what's being read. Amen. Philippians 3, 8 to 21. Has everybody got it now? I want you to really pay attention. Now again, this is great Paul that had a greater revelation than all the apostles put together. A prophet. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Now we're going to examine that just a little closer before we read any more. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency. What is excellency? It is to excel, or to be superior, or to surpass, of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Knowledge, look that up. The deeper, more perfect, and enlarged the knowledge, especially of things lawful and unlawful for Christians, and moral wisdom. Now look at this drive Paul had. Think about this. Look what his ambition was, his real true desire was. You know, you may sit there and think, well, that was for Paul only. It was not for Paul only. No. This is for the bride of Jesus Christ. And these things were written for an example. This is what we are to be. You see? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency or excel to the superior or to surpass of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, or the deeper, more perfect. Deeper, more perfect, enlarged knowledge. Excuse me. Of my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung. Again, you can already see, I read this not too long ago, but again, already you can see what was most important in Paul's life. What his greatest ambition was. His greatest hunger was. See? That I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now, let me back up a minute again. Let's catch something. For the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. Let's just take it a little further. I was going to wait a little bit longer, but just read this. Hold your finger there and go back to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2. That way we'll have it in our hearts as Paul goes on here. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter and 7th verse. Now I want to take my time because I want to make sure you get it, friends. Pay attention. 2 Timothy, 2nd chapter, 7th verse. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things.
Amen.
Some people just end up with the attitude that, you know, I know the prophet came in this age, you know, and I believe the message of the day, so I'm saved. And they seem to get a satisfaction that's just all they need. How much greater should there be a deep calling out?
Amen.
There should be something in our hearts crying out, as the prophet said, for revelation more than anything else in this life.
Amen.
Now, there's a reason why he said that. There isn't this place of just thinking, well, I've got so much of the Word, and don't worry, I'm going to make it in now. Now you say, Brother Steve, you don't know what you're talking about. Think back, saints, of the attitude in the past. We've got all the Word. Now we're just going to wait on a rapture. And look what God has revealed out of the Word since then.
Amen.
You see?
Amen.
But that seems to be the theme. Well, I've read these messages for years. I've known the prophet has been around for years. We've got all the Word. Now we're just waiting. Well, waiting to be burned in hell? There should be a drive in our hearts.
Amen.
To come to the fullness and completion of what God wants us to understand.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, you can tell by a lot of messages. A lot of times we read things and hear things that we still ain't got that far. That we still need to climb higher.
Amen.
Every time I come in here, I see I need to climb higher.
How
high this ladder is, I don't know, but I'm going to keep climbing as hard as I can and fast as I can. Because God wants me to come to the fullness of something. You see? Read it again. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Now let's go back to Philippians. Philippians, 3rd chapter. That I may, 10th verse, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Look at the revelation it takes to understand that. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend or understand, that for which also I am apprehended of Christ. Now I looked up the meaning of that just to make sure we caught it. And as I said, when I do this, I always go back to the prophet to see what he said. And also, he says, which also I am apprehended of Christ, which is Christ by his holy power and influence, laying hold of the human mind and will. Wow. Look at that. Amen. The holy power of God, Christ. It says here, influences and laying hold of the human mind and will. Wow. The holy power of God. Where's that laid? Down in the soul. And bringing the mind and the will under subjection. Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Things Paul had to leave behind. He had to leave his, his intellectual knowledge back from where he's being taught under Gamaliel. He had to leave back behind him all these things that he'd done in the past. Consenting to Stephen's death and all these things of persecuting the church and all that. He had to keep pushing them all behind him. Had to keep pushing behind him what he could have been if he wouldn't follow Christ. He lost it all and forgot all about it. See? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Amen.
Because as Paul said, we'd understand all things. All things. Oh my. Do we understand all things? There might be times in life we think we do. We might think I'm a pretty good cookie, you know. I'm a pretty smart person. And I know a lot of word. I've been taught a lot of word, Brother Steve. I know a lot. But do we know all things? Do we understand all things, I should say? Do we understand? And so many times, as I said, that God can bring his word and we'll just be coasting along doing this, that, and the other, and God's word will come home and it'll be the right time and the Holy Ghost is ready to move and maybe we come in the right condition and bang, it reveals something to our heart. Oh my, that's got to stop. Or this has got to start. This is the way God wants it to be.
Amen.
You see? How many more things could there be? A lot of people just think they got it all because they heard all the messages or they listened to them all on tape. Now we're just ready for a rapture. Oh my. Lives proves they're not ready for a rapture. You see? He says here, read again, brethren, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press. Look at that drive, that ambition coming out all the time. I press toward the mark for the prize. My. Of the high calling. A high calling? Looked it up and it was a man or woman that has been highly favored of God to have this type of calling. Wow. You realize how highly favored a man or woman is? To sit under the Word of God and the Word of God come forth and there's a drive and ambition to reach that height of that? Can you imagine how high calling that is? Wow, that's tremendous. Because very few would have it. He says here, let us therefore, as many be perfect. Now, at his full age or mature or finished and fully furnished. Be thus minded. Be thus minded. See what we should be thinking about? Making sure everything's the way God wants to be. To see all his glory made fulfilled in my life. Everything he wants to do, get it done. You know, we preached an old message on the finish line, finishing up, looking to the finish, having a desire to get to that finish. You see? Now hold your finger there and let's go to Ephesians 4. We'll read this scripture, but we'll come back to it. Remember I just read, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love, what the prophet show us what in the scripture love was, corrective. Yeah. May grow up into him in all things. All things. Are we satisfied that we're spiritually mature in everything we do in life? Huh? Are we really totally satisfied that we're fully matured in everything God requires of us? Are we completely led by the Spirit of God? Are we truly a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ? Does he truly have the preeminence of our lives? Is he truly the principal theme of my talk, my walk, everything I do in life? Is he my principal theme, the most in first in importance of my life? Is he? Is he? But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Well, Brother Steve, that means we'd be like Christ. Well, I'm glad we're finally starting to think a little bit the right direction. Christ had a lot on his plate, you know, and he was a real man, you know. It was God living in him. That was God in flesh. Yeah. So it is in you and I. Yeah. God in flesh today. Is it not?
Amen.
Didn't the scripture speak of him making his abode in us? That's right. Oh, what a different people we're going to be. Yes, we're seeing it finally.
Amen.
Different people. We're in this world, but we're not of it.
Amen.
We're talking about something that's real and a reality that God is requiring. Oh, my. Go back over to Philippians, 3rd chapter. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Wow. So God's going to keep revealing these things to us? Yes, 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 yes. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Now, what's a rule? It's a measuring device. And God's word is the measuring device. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Didn't Apostle Paul also say that we have the mind of Christ?
Amen.
Wow. Now we're talking about this true unity of God and man being one. This is the only way that God will fully accomplish what he said he accomplished in people's lives. For people to fully see that, they can no more think you're just a normal human being. Yes, this flesh is like everybody else's flesh, but something has been placed inside of you that's eternal, that's a part of God himself. Came from the same source Jesus Christ came from. Wow. Eternal. A Again, you're in this world, but you're not of it. We are pilgrims and strangers journeying this land. This world is not my home. This world is not your home. You are here for a temporary amount of time. For the things that you see are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. You see? But our thinking has to be transformed. Remember? Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect, complete, furnished, finished life, will of God. Is it making sense? Oh, how people are missing, excuse me, what the prophet even came for. They've got their minds so much on works and signs and wonders. And Brother Branham plainly told us that was to attract the bride's attention. So when she heard that voice, amen, and there's nothing else true but that is true. Is God speaking through a mouthpiece? And how they miss it. So excited and so enthused about things in the past that was done. And they can't see what God's doing right now. Isn't that what Brother Branham said? Always looking back to what God has done and what he will do, but they can't see what he's doing now. And how true it is. They can't see how important it is. That there's a lot of word that has to be fulfilled. You see? It ain't just saying I'm a believer. It ain't just shouting because I know the prophet. It ain't just shouting because I hear him preach. Friends, it's Christ living through this body. Making every decision, every thought, everything brought under submission. That Christ would fulfill all things through this body. You see? And not miss nothing. But understand all things. Now, if God said it, there's a reason for it. Understand all things. Brother Steve, I'll never do that. Friends, whether you just leave yourself out, I'm going to take God at what he said.
Amen.
That's right. Well, what are you going to do, Brother Steve, about when Brother Branham said God would reveal himself throughout eternity? Absolutely, he will. But there are certain things God would have us to understand all things now.
Amen.
And by God's grace, I'm going to reach for that. I'm going to climb for that. I'm not going to get satisfied, friend, because just what I know now. And just sit back and wait for rapture. No, I got a long way to climb.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
To come into perfection.
Amen.
Glory. But people don't have that desire. They don't have that drive, that ambition. It's just all listen to a message. And, glory, hallelujah, I heard another message. And it's gone. Dispersed out into nowhere. As though it was never even listened to or so the prophet never even said it. Amen. You say, Brother Steve, what are you talking about? Does it really look like the bride of Jesus Christ right now? Well, the bride of Jesus Christ is coming to it. But all these message-following people, do they look like Paul a prisoner?
No.
Do they look like Christ the Mr. God reveal? Find it! It ain't there.
Amen.
But it will be in a little bride. Maybe one here, one there, one over here, one over here, one there. The rest will be all caught up in just in life and complaining and murmuring and whining and crying around and complaining about this and they don't like that and they don't like the preacher preaching this because it's too hard on and they don't like this, that, and the other. But the real bride, the true bride, she will not let the things of this world grab a hold of her at all. No, sir. None. It'll be impossible for her to. She has an understanding that millions of others don't have. Let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. So he wants us to be in that condition of thinking, coming to this fullness, completion, and reaching out to everything he has, understanding all. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me. Wow. It's going to take a lot to step up to that plate. Wow. Be ye followers of me, Paul says. And mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. So you don't have to look for an example today, even walking the earth. There's already one here. God already provided one. Now we're reading about it. You see. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Amen.
Now look what these enemies do. Look what these enemies of the cross do. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly. Belly. They're more interested in their belly than what God wants them to do. And whose glory is in their shame. Who mind earthly things. Earthly things. These are enemies. Mind earthly things? Yeah. You mean it? Really mean that, Brother Steve? God really means it. Mm-hmm. Mind earthly things. Whose God is their belly? You really mean that, Brother Steve? No, God really means that. Yeah. Whose glory is in their shame? Yes. Whose glory is in their shame. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able to even subdue. What's subdue? Bring all into subjection. Is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Wow. So it's no problem. It'll get done because God's going to do it. Remember, it's not life you can live. You can't do this yourself. I can't stand here and do this myself. I've got to make sure the one that can do it's in me.
Amen.
Oh my. And thank God if the drive and the divine desire is there. Hallelujah. Thank God for his mercy and grace. Something that just drives and pushes and drags and whatever it takes, it gets you there. Satisfied with just thinking in our minds that, well, I've heard all the messages, Brother Steve. I'm right because I believe it. Oh, what a trick of the enemy. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you remember? The devil believes too.
Amen.
Yes. The devil believes too. So is it all just in believing alone? Look at the people that believe this message. And again, look at their lives. Oh, my. Oh, and they make themselves look so good, so sweet, and so pious when they're around the other believers. And then get them around the world and look what they are. Showing it ain't on the inside yet. No. Showing they don't have the understanding of all things. It's just a floater situation. You know, I float to church and I listen to the preacher and I float back out in the world. And then I grab my worldly things and have my worldly fun and then go back to church again. My goodness. Ephesians 4. I'll try not to hold you too long this morning. I know I say it many times, but sometimes I guess I'm awful forgetful. Amen. Not really. Ain't that bad. Listen, Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 begins the first verse. Now listen to the Apostle Paul again. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye, or you, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Y'all know what that vocation is? Vocation is the divine invitation to embrace salvation to the kingdom of God. Wow. Beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation or divine invitation to embrace this salvation of the kingdom of God. Wherewith you are called. Ye are called. With all lowliness and meekness. It sure seems that Paul had something here that most people in the message don't know nothing about anymore. Lowliness and meekness? Brother Steve, I want you to know I'm bride. I know the message and I've followed this message for years. I'm a son of God. Here was a man that really was a son of God. And walked with lowliness and meekness. With long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Wow. Sure don't look like a lot of so-called message followers today. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Endeavoring. How hard do we try to keep the unity of spirit when we walk in this building even? Huh? We walk in here and our mind's on this and on this, that, and the other, and I'm tired and I worked too hard today and I stayed up too late last night playing games and this, that, and the other, and I come in here. How hard do I work on coming in here in the unity of spirit? And to make sure I'm one that worships in the spirit, the Holy Ghost on me. Wonder how hard I work at that to make sure I'm the one. Make sure I sit there and try not to distract any of my brothers and sisters listening to the Word of God. And try to keep quiet and pay attention so don't distract somebody. Yeah. Oh my. I wonder how hard we try, Dad. Do we endeavor to do so? To make sure the unity of spirit flows through here every time I come in this door? Do I do my part? Have I prayed before I got here? Because I want to make sure the unity of the Spirit moves. That I'm not a hindrance. Because I've drugged something of the world with me. In this building. Huh? Oh, we are short on so many things. And tell me, people's ready. Praise God, just sit back and wait for a rapture. People have, I'll say it again, have missed the whole message of the hour. Terrible thing if the prophet had to be here today and see the mess. He was blessed to not be here and see what it would turn out to be. Though I believe he's seen ahead of time what it was going to turn out to be. That's why he said many things in that church age book that he did. Yeah. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Wow. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called into one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He saith, who said? God said. When He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now remember, again, He has control over all things. There's nothing that He doesn't have control of. He has control of all things. Yeah. He said, well, it don't look like He's got control of Satan. Oh, yes. He's allotted him to do what he's doing for a purpose. But one day Satan will be consumed in the lake of fire. Wherefore he saith when he, I guess I read that. Scorn. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And fill here in original Greek was complete or accomplish all things. Wow. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, or to complete and bring to completion, of the saints. Why? So that all things he promised, he would have fulfilled it. Hallelujah. Speaking a little ahead of terms here. We'll go on. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Revelation. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. A finished, complete. Unto the measure. Oh my. So he made sure wasn't just trying to measure up to a man or anything like that. But he says, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's everything, friend. All things. The fullness of Christ. Isn't he all things? We come here to be conformed to that. Every time we come here and listen to it, it's for that purpose. That's why when the scripture comes forth and we find ourselves short, God showed it to us. Amen. I've got a height to climb. Amen. Hallelujah. Because there's an understanding of all things. I didn't say it. God's word said it. Look how people walks around in darkness today. Look at the thousands that still fight to change in a soul. The thousands that cannot get marriage and divorce. All these things. They can't get it. And look at the many things in between that. Oh my. Are they scripturally being vindicated that they're righteous? Because then God done told us what the righteous be vindicated with. See? Oh my. I'm telling you, saints, if we see these things, you talk about a blessed assurance. Because it may on one part sound like it's hard and I've got a climbing to do, but yet if you're seeing it and your body's coming to subjection to it, and as you receive the word, you become the word, you ought to be the happiest person ever lived in this life. But don't you quit climbing. We've got some more climbing to do, friends. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, we read it earlier, but reading again, may grow up into him in all things. Can you really believe what he said? All things? Brother Steve, no, wait a minute. There's some things I'm just not going to get. I'm sorry, but you sound like one of the 10 spies. Men and brethren, we're not able to do this. Look at the giants over here. But the two elected, said men and brethren, are more than able to take the land. Hallelujah. May grow up into him in all things. See, maybe you're sitting and thinking, well, Brother Steve, my goodness, I'm going to really have to watch my actions. I'm going to have to really make sure I don't do something that's bad. Get him in there. He'll take care of it. It's all gone. May grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Now, when you sisters sit there and complain, dear husband, and you're not happy about this, and you don't like that, and he makes a decision to maybe do a certain thing that's absolutely nothing wrong with it, and you make your grumblings and complainings about it, just remember, you're misunderstanding, you ain't God. When you husbands and you don't want to be long-suffering, kind and gentle, when they're going through their problems and having trials and tests in their life and their flesh going through what's going through, and you don't have that long-suffering, just remember, you don't have the understanding you think you got. Nah, you don't understand all things. And you sure ain't like Christ. Because look how much he's put up with us.
Oh my.
Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Wow. That's a long ways. It's a long ways. But Brother Steve, you ain't got the wife that I got. I got to put up with so much of this and so much of that. You tell me Christ didn't put up with a lot with you? You tell me he still may not be putting up a lot with us? He may have told us 5 or 6 times about something, and maybe we still ain't. We're just fooling around, playing around with him. And tell me, did he put up with a lot with you? I know he's put up a lot with me. Yeah. I'm telling you, if it wasn't for his mercy and grace, I know I wouldn't be here. I'd be as lost as can be. But thank God for a God that's rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Oh my. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying itself in love. Wow. Ephesians 4, was there anything in there that you got from that today? Huh? Is there anything that strikes your heart? Huh? Oh my. In closing, Hebrews 6, in first verse, I'll leave this with you. I might read one quote before we leave. I might do that. Hebrews 6, 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Oh my. Completion. God's will fulfilled in all things, in our lives, as individuals. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now, Paul understood these things were essential to the body of Christ. He's not saying to do away with those things. But he's just saying that we've got to go on further than that. As Brother Bram said, I wrote down here, he said, Brother Bram said, Paul knew all these things were absolutely essential and truth. He says, of the doctrine of baptisms and the laying on of hands and of the resurrection of the dead. My, those are some wonderful things. And of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. But let us go on to perfection. Wow. What's it ringing to our hearts when we talk about what Scripture says? To the fullness of the stature of Christ. The fullness. Can we guarantee everything in our lives is the way he does it? Wow. The way he would do it for this day. Do we have some kind of guarantee? Can I say, yes, that's me? Praise God, that's me? That's the way people's gotten in this age. They just, yes, that's me. They're so deceived, they think they're Christians when they're not. Yes, that's me. I do this and I do that. And they can't see in between lines what's going on in their life, you see. But it's all things. All things. Understand all things. Wow. Think of that. Understand all things. And we may sit there this morning and think, oh, Brother Steve, that'll never happen. care what you say. I'm going to go with what God's Word said. Maybe you don't want to understand all things. But in every circumstance in life that comes to me, I want to be able to understand God's Word for that circumstance. Yes. Glory. And who's this Melchizedek? I'll close. Paragraph 79. 2 Corinthians 5:1. If this earthly body be dissolved, this earthly tabernacle, we have another one. See, we have bypassed that to come straight from God, the attribute, to be flesh. Okay? To be tempted and tested by sin, like Adam did. But when testing of his word is over, then we are taken up to this body that was prepared for us before the foundation of the world. It is the word there that we skipped. See, we didn't get our theophany, glorified body yet. Not yet. We skipped that and come down in flesh to be tempted by sin. Got that? Okay. To come right around down here to be tempted and tested. If we'd have come through that, what? Theophany and glorified body. There'd have been no temptation. And we'd have known all things. Oh, now if we just stop right there, it sounds like, well, see there? The scriptures is wrong. The prophet's wrong. No, you listen to the rest of it. That's the reason Jesus knowed all things. Because he was word before he was flesh. Then we become the Word. Oh, now there's something to it. We become the Word. How do we get this? By receiving of that Word. Receiving the Word. And receiving that Word. And we what? Become the Word. Is that right? Here we are formed to the word image. As we sit here today, we're being formed to the word image. By that receiving tower being inside of you and able to understand, the revelation comes forth, understanding comes. And watch that life change. Is that right? Absolutely. Now watch somebody without the new birth. They come in and hear the same thing, no change. That doesn't mean their flesh is going to be amen. That doesn't mean in the human spirit and conscience and imagination, amen, that's for me. Doesn't mean they can't do that. It happens. But when the genuine gene of God is in there with a new birth, it's amen, so be it. It happens. As he said in, who's this Melchizedek? When that word of God says, don't do this, don't do that, the body quickly turns to it. To what? The word! You see, he has given those to understand all things. It isn't all confusion. How many times have you seen people sit there under a message and listen to something and they're just, still so confused. They're as confused when they come in as they went out. Went out the same as they come in. See? Because they just can't figure it out. It's just not something that happens the way God said it would happen. So it's just, amen, I agree with it. But let a circumstance in life to come to test that and see where it stands. Yeah. Let a woman that just absolutely cannot get the understanding of her position as a wife. And what she do? It's just constantly a battle. She'll try to be the head over here, or she'll try to get in the way there, or she'll try to make the decisions, and she'll try to twist and turn. You're sleeping on the Davenport tonight if I don't get what I want. Yeah. Trying to turn things. Get in a pouty mood and don't fix supper. Wait till about 7 o'clock instead of normal time, 5 o'clock. Because she's in a bad mood because honey wanted something. obvious. The understanding isn't there. How does it come? How are you going to get revelation? From the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, it's just agreeing with all these things that people do. It's like so many times I've talked about Facebook and the things it can cause you problems with. And some people just can't understand it. They just can't put it together. It's just not there. Well, Brother Stephen, ain't in the Bible. Yes, it is. You just can't see it. You just can't see it. See? To be involved and attached to all that worldly stuff. Again, Facebook's all right. I mean, as far as that goes, if it's controlled right. Well, I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to take that on my own. Because God may think different about it. I feel checked in my heart about that. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it's good and it's this, that, and the other. That's up to God. See? I just know what it causes. You see? But like I say, some just can't see it. It's just, the preacher's nuts and he's fanatic. And I wish he'd just keep his mouth shut about this. Here we go again. I'm listening to it again. Yeah. Like so many things. Because it's, what does the Holy Ghost say about it? What does it say about it? You see? It's just like everything in life, whatever we do. Can we take it back to the Word that it's all right? Oh my. And you can make anything your God. I don't care what it is. You can make anything your God. It's how you feel towards it. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's depending on what you're making first in your life. But you can do that with anything in life. You can make your job your God. You can make your wife your God. You can make your children your God. You can make your grandchildren your God. Well, so how could I do that, Brother Steve? Well, you just take and leave the word go to make your grandchild happy. That child is your God. You're in idolatry. Because this is more important than God is. So now you've bowed down to that grandchild. Oh, my little grandchild, I love you. And just let it go. Do whatever it wants to do, and don't let it take you away from the Word here or there. Yeah. Saints, there are so many things. If we had the real Holy Ghost, how much further we'd be. Amen. Something that's real on the inside. Something that tells you. I've done read it today. I read it to us today. But the loss, I count all loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus. And that knowledge was that deeper, more perfect, and enlarged knowledge, especially the things lawful and unlawful for Christians and moral wisdom. Wow. And tell me it don't go with the prophet's messages. Oh, yes, it does. I'm telling you, saints, please listen. Please listen to the Word of God. Time is running out. Do you know I most likely may be preaching things like this till Jesus comes? Yeah. Trying to catch that last sheep, that last lamb, trying to get her attention before it's too late. Oh, Lord, help us. Amen. And when it's time, preach a message. When it's time, there's something about it that's so real. If we catch the reality of it, oh my. God bless us and help us. Amen. Let us all stand. Glory to His wonderful name. Blessed, blessed Jesus. With our heads bowed. Heavenly Father, again we want to thank You for this precious word. These scriptures, Lord, has been opening so real in our hearts. Oh God, seeing what the prophet brought, and then taking what that prophet said and re-examine these scriptures. How real it is. Lord, and I trust that you'll help us on this little series of all things. That, Lord, will see the importance of it, Lord. Oh, God. And, Lord Jesus, standing here for these people and for myself. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for anything in our lives that's contrary to your word. Just, Lord, let your grace and mercy come over our lives and show us what we have need of and open our hearts. Lord, we've got a lot of rungs to climb to be conformed to the image of your Son. All these things, Lord, how they come together, Lord Jesus. Till we come to the unity of the faith, the fullness of the stature of Christ. Be conformed, as we said, to the unity and come to the unity and the fullness of the stature of Christ, of being conformed to your Son, that image, Lord, that exact image. And in that token, Lord, your prophet preached on many times, at different times, that token, Lord, that literal life of Jesus Christ on display. All these things tied together, Lord. All things must be fulfilled. And all things are done for your glory. Lord Jesus. And as Apostle Paul said, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. Oh God. Hallelujah. Lord of the little bride. It's men and brethren. More than able to take it. God has given us the promise. The promise belongs to us. Let's go get it. Hallelujah. The spies, he says, too big, it's too great, too much. I can't do it. But Lord Jesus, thank God for that little drive you placed on the inside of the heart of the elected, that burning desire. Grant it now, Father. We appreciate you. Go with us and bring us back again next appointed time if you should tarry. May we come back hungering again to hear the word of God. In your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Lord. May God bless you. Amen. Let's take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Lord willing, we'll see you this evening.